My name's Christina Webster, but people call me Chrissy, and I am a hair and makeup artist, and I worked on series 6 and series 9 of Heidi High. Series 6, I was a makeup assistant. I was fairly new. I'd only been there a few years. And then on series 9, I was supervising assistant along with the designer Martha Livesley. Oh gosh, there's so many memories. I mean, because the cast are, I mean, I know everybody says everybody's like a family and everything, but that was one show where the cast and crew were like family. We were very sociable on both series. It was a very, very sociable team, and we used to have parties a lot in the evenings, and the cast would come along to them. And they would join in. And I can remember we had one party, and it was at a flat where we were where the makeup team was staying. And Paul Shane was there, and Jeffrey Holland, and Kenneth Connor. And I can remember Kenneth had a few too many to drink. And I can remember them walking back along the seafront with holding Kenneth up in the middle and that. I made up Kenneth Connor in season 9, and Felix Bowness. I got on very well with Felix, and I used to see him a lot because he did warm up for a lot of other TV shows. And he always kept joking with me, saying, "You never come and visit me at my hotel. You never come and visit me at my hotel." And so everybody, the whole cast, now I said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to knock on his door tonight and give him a shot, because they kept reminding me, you never go and see him." And I said, "Right, I'm going to play him his own game tonight." So I went along. The whole crew knew that, and cast knew I was going to do it. So I went down to the hotel and knocked on his room door, and I said, "Here I am, Felix." And oh, it was so funny, because I went in and then he locked the door and he was messing around. It was all done tongue in cheek. And then I got out of the room and he chased me through the hotel and I ran back down. He chased me out of the hotel shouting, Chrissy, come back. I've not finished. It was so funny. But we did just have such a very friendly, cheeky, jokey time. I mean, one series, we passed out silly sweets to people, and everybody was always doing fun stuff like that. It was such, we worked really, really hard. But even when it was cold and it was wet and everything, everybody was so friendly, and oh, it was just lovely to work on. A really happy atmosphere all the time. Yeah, every series we went, and we started off by filming around September, October time. It was October on series 6 and end of September on series 9. We would go to the Warner Holiday Camp down in Harwich, and we would do all the filming down there. A lot of the filming was done actually on the actual campsite. Occasionally we would leave the campsite and go off and do something depending on the storyline, but most of it was done on the campsite, and we would do the filming there. And then when we came back, we would then have studios every week. It was on a Friday, we would have a studio where we did the filming of like the inside sets and everything then, and that was done in front of an audience in the evening. I can't say that I do, because I just got on so well with them all. And I've seen a lot of them when they've been on other shows. I've seen Sue quite a few times. I can't say I've got a favourite character. They were all wonderful. They were lovely to work with. I think probably one of my most memorable episodes was in series 9 when Gladys got married. Because I made up Gladys, and obviously we left the camp for that. And because there was a big fan base for Heidi High at the time, and everybody wanted Gladys to get married, it was almost like doing a big celebrity wedding, because the press were out and they were trying to get photographs of her in her wedding dress and everything. So everything was hush hush and very secret. So it almost felt like you were doing a celebrity wedding as well as being work and everything, because they were so desperate to get photographs of her. But I think we managed to keep it secret. Oh gosh, no, I made up lots of them. I made up some of the yellow coats and other members of the cast as well. So no, you used to have quite a lot of artists to make up, which was quite scary at the time. But you know what? It was right near the end of doing all the filming when it happened, and we were supposed to be having our wrap party. And in the end, we still had our party because the sparks came down to where we were having it and put the generator on. So we were probably the only place that had power that night. But we carried on. We managed to get it all done, even though there were trees upturned on the camp and everything had happened. We still managed to get it all done. And that was because of the camaraderie between the crew and the cast. And we just got it. We just did it. We improvised. We got it done. But so I was there. As I say, that was quite an interesting time. It was just, I've just got so many happy memories from it, because I was, as I say, when I first started, I was fairly new. I'd only joined in 81 when I did the first series. And of course, I was a bit in awe of everybody. And it was just so nice. And it was just the fact that everybody was so friendly. And it was a very happy shoot, because you work very long hours when, you know, you're getting up at like 4 something in the morning sometimes, and getting down, going back down to camp, because we stayed off site. And we'd wander down to camp and we'd get there and then we'd have to set up, and we did all the makeup in a great big room. So we had to get it warm so that when the artists came, it was warm for them. And then at the end of the day, when everybody else went home, we were still there, because we had to start getting everything. We had to, if they'd been wearing wigs, we had to get the wigs redressed and everything, and set up and everything for the next day. But even the long hours, work hard, play hard. It was very emotional, because of course we had kind of like two endings, because we had the ending from the filming where we were doing all the filming bit. And then of course we had the last studio. And the last studio, which was like the end of everything, it was very emotional. A, because you knew that they weren't going to be making any more, and that was the last one. B, because all the friends that you'd made, because a lot of the same crew returned year in year. So those that I'd met when I first did the series, a lot of them were still there. So you made lots and lots of friends. So you were also saying goodbye to a lot of friends, because even though you say you'll keep in touch, you try and keep in touch as much as you can. But in the business, it's very difficult, because then you get sent off somewhere else, you do something, you know, and you meet a load more people. So no, it was very, very emotional, very, very emotional. Because as I say, it was saying goodbye to people that you'd become very, very friendly and very close with. Yeah, I don't work in the film industry anymore. I stopped doing that in 2010, and I've kind of gone back to my roots now, doing mobile hairdressing, because I got to this. I worked in the film industry for 30 years, and it just got to the stage where I wanted a life, because when you're working in television and film, it takes over your life. You're working 6 days a week. You're either working 6 days a week for however many months you're doing on the job, or you're not working, but you can't do too much because you want to save your money, because you don't know when the next job's coming along. When I ended up going freelance, because we all got made redundant. And so when I was still working at the BBC, I used to see them quite a bit, because I used to bump into them when they were on other shows, and if I knew somebody was in, we'd pop in and see each other and everything. But once you get out into the big wide world, and you didn't have that close, television centre, if anything was done there, everybody could see everybody. But when we all got made redundant and we were out of there, it wasn't as easy. But if I was working on a show and any of them were on, I would see them, and I can't remember the last time I saw everybody, you know. But if I know someone's working with them, I'll send them in a message and that kind of thing. So I kept in touch as much as I could for as long as I could, and it was just Heidi High that I worked on. Although I used to see David Croft and Jimmy Perry quite a lot around the building, and I got on so well with them. That was a nice thing as well about them, because very often you work on productions where the writers, you meet them when you go in for the read through and that kind of thing, but when you're actually filming, you don't have very much contact with them, But on Heidi High, they were there all the time. They would come in chatting to you, and they treated everybody the same, no matter what position you were, whether you were one of the designers or you were just like me, a makeup assistant and everything. That we had a really good relationship, especially Jimmy. Very, very good relationship. And they were always there and they would chat away to you. And that was really, really nice. Well, it's one of my favourite shows that I've got so many happy memories working on it. I loved working. It's a shame because, as I say, I have so many happy memories. And I can remember Ruth gave me a lovely pillow at the end of front on your bed at the end of the series. And it's still up there. I've still got it on my bed.